was made. In him was life, and life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Just didn't grasp it. Amen. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of that light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Now listen to this. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. The created said to the creator, who do you think you are anyhow? He came to his own, and his own received him not. Let me read you just another one. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, this is an eye-opener. But it is written, I have not seen. Maybe I ought to get verse 8. Which none of the princes of the world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Didn't recognize him. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither had entered into the heart of man, the things which he hath prepared for them that love him, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Let me read you another one. 14th verse. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. Amen. I've read you some of the most profound scripture that you'll read in all of the Bible. And one reason it is so profound is that it is so pertinent to the hour. Amen. I'd like to talk for a little while a message which I will call Beyond the Ordinary and Beyond Recognition. They knew him not. Just couldn't grasp it. Amen. This is a time of the year where we remember, amen, the gospel in the stars. Yes, he wrote it in the stars. In order to see it, you had to be looking at the stars. But a lot of people wasn't looking. Only those watching. Way over yonder in that heathen land called Babylon, they was looking at the stars. Amen. Mesopotamia, they was looking at the stars. Why were they looking at the stars? Because they'd had somebody over there at one time, Daniel, Ezekiel, and some more prophets, praise God, that had primed the pump. and got men over there to looking, amen, toward the west. Amen. They saw a star. And they followed it. Praise God. Why didn't everybody see the star? Why didn't everybody come? Why weren't they gathered from near and far? Why weren't the highways crowded like I-75 on a Friday night? Amen. Everybody following a star, but there was only the wise men. Oh, there were probably more than 3. Maybe 30. Maybe 10. Nobody knows how many wise men came. We call them 3 wise men. That's only tradition. Amen. Nobody was there to count them. Amen. Oh, yes. Many wise men. Might have been 10. Might have been 30. Praise God. But all the Bible said the heavens declare the glory of God. But why didn't everybody see it? They weren't looking. They wasn't watching. They wasn't, if you'll allow me to say so, the least bit concerned. Amen. But the wise men followed a star. Hallelujah. And so Dr. Sice years later wrote a book, a gospel in the star. I read part of it. I couldn't get with it myself. Amen. I like some more of his books a whole lot better. Amen. Because, well, I'm not an astronomer. Amen. But they were looking at the stars. Praise God. Amen. Oh, yes. We're at the time of the year where, remember, the gospel was preached according to angels. Gospel means good news. And angels brought the good news that night that in Bethlehem, Judea, a Savior is born, Christ the Lord, praise God. Angels appeared. Suddenly there was in the heaven a heavenly host, praise God, singing out the glad news, glory to God. Peace on earth and goodwill toward men. The gospel according to angels. But it didn't make much a riffle around Bethlehem. 2 years later, almost nobody knew what had happened. See, the wise men didn't get there until Jesus Christ was already walking and talking. Amen. 2 years later, somewhere thereabouts. Amen. Herod knew how old he would be when he inquired how the star appeared, when the star appeared. Amen. They followed it at night over rough terrain because stars don't come out in the daytime. It took a long time for them to get there and check and recheck and track and backtrack. Amen. Across the desert of Arabia to get to the young child, not a baby now. A young child. Praise God. The amazing thing about it is, after 2 years, almost no one knew what or where anything happened. Amen. Oh, Herod inquired of the wise men at what time and asked the rabbis where Christ would be born, and they said in Bethlehem, but they didn't know it had already happened. Amen. They knew where it happened, but they didn't know. Why didn't they know? They could not know. Because these things are spiritually discerned. And they were not spiritual. Amen. They could not know. Oh, only the faithful, praise God, knew. Only the watchful knew. The wise men saw a star. The shepherds in their poverty entertained hopes of a Messiah. They were of such an attitude that they got to hear the gospel according to angels. Hallelujah. How would you like to hear an angel preach? How would you like to hear an angel herald? Amen. God sent a runner from heaven. A town crier from heaven. Praise God. He didn't have any TV, didn't have any radio, didn't have any telegraph, no telephone. Amen. In order to spread the news, they had to send men running through the streets, town criers, saying, "Hear ye, hear ye, so and so happened. The king hath proclaimed so and so." Amen. And God sent runners from heaven, angels from the glory world, praise God, saying, "Hear ye, hear ye. This night in the city of Bethlehem, the Son of God is born." Amen. But only the faithful knew. 8 days later, he comes into the temple to do the rites of circumcision and to offer the 2 turtle doves that Joseph, who was a poor man, would purchase. And that was just 1 skosh above 2 sparrows. Amen. They could do that. Amen. And so the poor would offer their 2 turtle doves. Amen. But in the midst of all the ceremony, in the midst of the cries of the little child, an old man, praise God, by the name of Simeon, comes in, and tears coursing down his cheeks, and his quavering voice said, "Lord, now let thy servant die in peace, for I have seen the Lord's Christ." Hey, Simeon got to see. Simeon got to hear. And he hadn't got done until Anna comes shouting in, praise God, with a new youth in her step. Glory to God. And with her screechy, aged voice, hallelujah, she shouts about the birth of Jesus Christ. Anna got to see. Amen. Simeon got to see. Only the seeking, only the expecting. Amen. Only those who were ready and looking, in the right attitude, only the visionaries, amen, got to see. Because you see, most had lost hope and were looking down instead of up. Most had lost hope and were looking within. We got a new doctrine for the last 25 or 30 years that slipped into the United States from the East. You know, the doctrine of the hippies brought it in. The Beatles even embraced it. Amen. Eastern meditation. Amen. That's where you look within. I want to tell you the most sad, disappointing place to look is within. You ain't going to find nothing in there if Jesus is not in there. If you don't have Jesus, you're going to wind up a suicidal. Amen. You don't have Jesus, you're going to... Only the visionaries, praise God, got to see. The rest had lost hope. They were looking down. Some were looking within. Because you see, Buddhism and Hinduism and all the other isms were rampant in the world in that time. Meditation was real in most Eastern cultures. Amen. But they hadn't found it. They were looking the wrong direction. They were looking down and looking within. Hallelujah. Only the visionaries got to see. Didn't the Bible say something about where there's no vision, the people perish? Amen. Jesus said, when you see these things come to pass, lift up your heads and rejoice, for your redemption draweth nigh. Only the uplookers, only the visionaries, who are going to be ready for the redemption when it draweth nigh. You look down too long, you look within too long, you'll not be ready. Amen. They missed the big picture by looking at the smaller one within. Amen. They say small packages are the ones that are all wrapped up in themselves. Amen. They missed the big picture. They were blinded by materialism. Could not see. Amen. They were drowned in hatred. They hated Rome. They were bitter against God. They were bitter against their neighbors. Yeah. Amen. They hated everything and everybody. They were prejudiced. Amen. Sectarian. You better believe it. To the hilt. Amen. I mean, most Jews couldn't get along with themselves and nobody else either. And did you know what? They're still the same way today. Without Christ, they're still the same shape today. Amen. And the Bible bears it out. They were self-centered. Amen. And their self-centered attitude drove them beyond recognition. They couldn't see Him. They couldn't accept Him. Praise God. Oh, God gave me this message this morning. I thought I might preach it some other time, but I thought the best time to preach is while it's still burning. Praise God. And so I'm preaching it tonight. Amen. I mean, their inverted egotism. Yes, inverted. Their religious pride. Oh, yes. Inverted religious pride. Every man doing his own thing. Amen. Oh, yes. You seen anything like that nowadays? Huh? Amen. Oh, every man doing that which is right in his own eyes. Brother, they missed it. They missed it again. 30 years later, when Jesus come out of the closet, He came out of the carpenter's shop. He came down to a baptizing. Oh, great multitudes followed Him, but greater multitudes rejected Him. Oh, He did miracles, great miracles. 30 years later, oh, they missed it in 4 B.C., they missed it in A.D. 29. When Jesus begun His ministry. Amen. He went back to His own hometown, preached His first message in Nazareth, where He'd been brought up. Praise God. And they took Him out to throw Him over a cliff. They missed it, brother. And He was raised right in their hometown. You can't miss it any worse than that. Amen. My brother, we're missing it yet today with the Bible a best seller. Amen. Almost everybody is missing it. You see, they're not looking as they drive the highways tonight. As they drive the highways tomorrow and live it up in this so-called holiday, they've turned a holy day into holiday. Amen. Oh boy, they talked in the newspaper today about the disaster of a ship going down with tons of wine on board. And how that Christmas wouldn't be as nice for a lot of people. Amen. Because millions of dollars worth of wine went down the drink. Amen. Yeah. Ooh, they said the fish would have a nice Christmas. That's the world's idea of Christmas. It's about everybody's idea of Christmas. Materialism, man, we're drowning in it. Amen. Our own agenda, man, most of the churches will have to shut down. This week. Amen. Most of the churches will shut down Wednesday night. Why? Their they're celebrating. What? Xmas. Because if you got Christ, you can go to church. You see, the wise men went to church. They worshiped when they found him. You see, the shepherds went to church. They worshiped when they found him. Amen. I heard a preacher the other night tell a story. Maybe some more of you heard it, about a family that had a new baby born in the household, and they invited all their friends to come and celebrate the birth of this little baby boy. Amen. And so they all came in, and the first one came in, threw his coat on a bed in the bedroom. Amen. And the rest of them saw a coat thrown in there, and so all of them threw their coats in there in the bedroom. And while they were having a high-heeled time and eating and drinking and enjoying themselves, finally at last they decided to go get the baby. That's what the party was all about. And the wife almost screamed out. She had forgotten that she had placed it on the bed. The very bed that everybody had thrown their coats on. And when they went to get the baby, it had been suffocated by the coats of all the guests. Amen. No, most folks won't go to church Wednesday night. The taverns will do it. A toll bridge, amen, business. I mean, brother, amen, the taverns of it. We used to drive home at Christmas time, amen. And I've been driving sometimes on a very Christmas night. All the churches would be cold and unlit. Amen, nobody around, but the taverns was parked full. Celebrating! Amen. Be hard to get some folks out to church on Wednesday night, because that's when they open their gifts. Whose gifts? Our own agenda. We've got our own schedule. We've got our own agenda. Amen. Ah, me and my family got our own thing going. Forget about Jesus. Amen. We'll repent and think about him later. Amen. The board has already voted to dismiss the services in many a church. Amen. They do it every year, they say, in our church. The board has already voted. They missed it. The family's already voted. No, we're not going to church. We haven't got any time for anything like that on this Christmas. And Christmas is about as spiritual as a greyhound race. Amen. As they run, amen, to unwrap the packages and get rid of the tinsel and try on their too big or too little clothes. Amen. Amen. I mean, brother, we're like the tigers running around the tree, and little back Sambo's up the tree. And he watches as the tigers run around and around and around and around and around until they all turn to butter. Amen. And little black Sambo climbs down the tree and takes that butter home to his mama and eats 150 flapjacks. Amen. Made out of that butter. Amen. Oh, what a day for little black Sambo. But where's Jesus? He's beyond recognition. The carnal can't see spiritual things. Amen. The carnal can't see holy things. They absolutely cannot. And did you know that our churches are populated with carnal people? Say, I can't help it. I'm a carnal Christian. You're not even a Christian at all if you're carnal. Because to be carnally minded is death. Amen. To be carnally minded is death. You see, you can't even see spiritual things. They don't matter when you're carnal. You can't even see the necessity of worshiping the newborn king, of looking for the coming Lord, the coming king. If you're carnal, you can't see what all the religious fervor is about. Amen. After all, we've got our own agenda. We've got our own plans. I called Clarence Edward Collins, dying with cancer on a Thursday night in Arkansas. They were in revival at Midway Church. Clarence Edward and I are the same age. I'm 1 month older than he. The late Clarence Edward Collins. Amen. We walked to church together the night I got saved. Clarence didn't get saved. Amen. At the age of 55, after a long bout with cancer and all the treatments and all his hair come out, Clarence was so proud of his hair that he wouldn't let him open his casket. It was his request when he died because he lost all his hair. Amen. I invited Clarence Edward, just like a brother to me. We was raised together when we were small. Amen. You met him, brother Lucas, probably. Amen. Different ones here in church. Met him. Amen. He's been dead 8 years now with cancer. I invited him to church at Midway in revival. I thought how good it'd be. I'll go get him. And we'll go to church together like we did when we was boys on a Thursday night. Amen. I called him up and talked to him on the phone. Said, Clarence, come and go with me to church at Midway there in revival there. He said, I've got other plans, Junior. And tonight, the world has other plans. The carnal mind is not and cannot be concerned about spiritual things. Can't even see the necessity. They knew not and could not know. They didn't recognize him and could not recognize him. And most of the world let it pass because according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I can't see, ear can't hear, neither can it enter into the heart of men the things that God has prepared for them that love him. For what man knoweth the things of man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Cannot for the life of them see the importance of putting God first. Of putting Christ back into the season. Back into the holiday. Hey, don't tell me Christians get carried away. Practically backslide during Christmas. You got to have revival, brother. First year to get most of them right with God, ready for the coming of the Lord. And you know what? They got used to it. They couldn't care less. Amen. Hey, the natural man receiveth not the things of spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. For they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Amen. Beyond recognition to the natural man. Don't try to explain doctrine even to the sinner. He can't even see the rudiments unless the Spirit of God opens his mind. It'll take the Spirit of God opening his mind in that one service, dealing with him and causing thunder and lightning to go off in his heart like it did me. Amen. And that night the Spirit of God spoke to me and said, it's now or never. And I stepped out of the aisle. The first one of the young people that I run with, and they was all looking at me. Not a one of them saved. All the gang I run with
tough, brother. I looked around to E.W. England. Old Dub lived across the creek. Amen. And we'd whistle through our hands and we'd meet each other. And we'd signal, amen, and we'd meet each other and we'd come across the creek. He lived in a one-room log cabin like I did. He was the only man I could look down on. Boy, I could look down on, because his one-room log cabin didn't have a floor in it. And mine did. Amen. Marie kept house, the one-room log cabin, without a floor. And she swept that floor just like you sweep yours. Amen. Because a floor made out of clay gets hard. Amen. You can sweep it. Amen. I turned around to old Dub. Some of you saw him at my dad's funeral. Runs a tree service just out of Springfield, Missouri. Now, I said, Dub, let's go to the altar. And he said, go on if you feel like it. And I went alone. Because Dub couldn't see. His brother Cotton couldn't see. That was his nickname. Amen. Cotton England. Amen. Dub was his nickname for E.W. So he just called him Dub. Amen. And hey, I was named Junior after my dad, Leonard Lee Collins Jr. And so when you get Junior tacked on to you, they call you everything, Boonier, Prune. Boom. Everything. Amen. I hated Junior, but I still have to face Junior when I go back home. Amen. Because everybody still calls me Junior. But I broke the ice. Amen. I could just hear them saying, did you hear Junior got religion? Amen. The very next night after I got saved, five of the boys that I run with, kin folks, neighbors that I went to school with, O.V. Young, Paul Pornert, Leon Longley, amen, and J.D. Collins, about all of them's dead, except J.D. and O.V. Young. They're already in eternity. Most of them died in a backslidden condition. They lined up, squared their shoulders, and stood at attention like little soldiers, and stepped out and shook hands with me and said, howdy, preacher. You know why they did that, Brother Fry? Because they couldn't see. They didn't hear the voice that I heard that night. It's a spiritual thing, praise God. Amen. They couldn't respond to it. They couldn't see. They could not know, because the natural man, the carnal man, can't see the things of God. Can't see the importance of it. And so I got saved by myself. And I wrote a verse in that song. There may be no comforting words from this old world. My lonely way, no one to understand nor encourage me, because that's exactly what happened the night after I got saved. But if they don't go, I'm going anyway. Amen. That's a memorial verse of the night after I got saved. Praise God. It's true to life. Hey, why didn't they? Because they couldn't see. I'm glad to report to you that God pulled the veil back, and for a small moment, amen, 23 of them got to see and got saved. And we all got baptized. We turned the old swimming hole into a baptistry. Praise God. And they sung, shall we gather at the river? Praise God, that flows by the throne of God. And we got baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But somebody had to open the window. Somebody had to break the ice. Somebody had to break through. And tonight, you may be the very one that'll open the window for your family.
You may be the very one that'll open the window for your whole, all your children and grandchildren. Amen. You may be the key to your whole family seeing how to find those hidden steps that nobody else can see. How to find those golden stairs that Jacob saw. Nobody else saw it, but Jacob saw it. Praise God. Hey, amen. You can find that golden ladder that reaches to heaven and show others. But you first got to walk it. If you have to walk it, by yourself. Amen. Do you see tonight? Can you see? Amen. If you can't, there's no use playing the hypocrite. There's no use, amen, play acting before God. The hypocrite's hope, the Bible said, shall perish. Putting on an act won't get it. You gotta have it. No use to say, I see if you don't see. No use to say, I understand if you don't understand. Because sooner or later, you're going to say that gospel that L.L. Collins preaches is a bunch of foolishness. And isn't that what Paul said? He said, they can't understand it. Their foolishness. Amen. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. For they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know, not in a million years, can the natural man know without the help of God. The Spirit of God's got to illuminate our minds. Amen. Because they are spiritually discerned. I've been preaching for a little while beyond the ordinary, and he was, and beyond recognition, and he still is. The world can't see him, can't know him, and most of the world is lost and going to hell. Do you think we ought to join them? Do you ought to think we ought to follow them? Amen. I mean, everybody's jumping on the bandwagon this time of the year. Amen. The Jewish children, amen, got tired of seeing the Christians having such a good time on Christmas, and so, amen, they adopted Hanukkah as their holiday. Amen. I mean, I was in China in 1982 in Christmas and traveled all over China at Christmas time, and the whole world was lit up for Christmas. China was in the dark, but they even got on the bandwagon. They couldn't sing Silent Night, Holy Night, but everywhere we went, everywhere they entertained us, they sung Jingle Bells at least once. They even jumped on the bandwagon. Amen. I mean, the number one song all over China, as far as I can tell, was Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. For that time of year, they even wanted to get on the bandwagon. Hey, there's something about it that we're not seeing. There's something about it that we're not grasping. There's something about it that we can't know without the help of God. Stand with me tonight. Father, bless these remarks. Bless this message, Lord. May angels attend and the Holy Spirit get a hold of the lives of men. May we be transformed and changed. Lord, may we not run with the gang. Run with the crowd that can't see and don't know. Help us, Lord God, to walk with Jesus and be closer drawn to Him in these days. As we approach the second coming, help us to be watchful and help us to be ready in Jesus' name. As they sing, amen. Come on, let's make our altar. Let's seek our Christ. Let's draw close to God this time of year instead of farther away. Let's remember the Lord instead of forgetting Him.
His name is wonderful.
Hallelujah.
His name is wonderful. Jesus.